I don't know how to tell you this, but I think it's let me just go with the flow, and I see how far my flow can take me. But I want to tell you about the country I come from, Uganda. Oh my god, it's so beautiful. I can't imagine how people don't know about this, but I understand why they called it the Pearl of Africa, because Oh my god. Okay. I'm really hyping you up before I even tell you about it. I'm really hyping you up. But I want to tell you about Uganda. It's a beautiful country. And I'm so humbled that I get to have this view. And the thing about the Pearl of Africa, when you're in Kampala, because I think most of my life is in Kampala. So when you're in Kampala, you can get to see the beauty. You can get to experience all these things free of charge, like free of charge. And I'm sending you this in September. So before I tell you about everything, let me first tell you about September. So September in Uganda, oh my God. September is the most beautiful month in Uganda. It's full of life. Like, you see how you watch a movie and they give you this utopia kind of world, like a world where, you know, there's so many things around, like the birds are flying, the world, like you're riding, like more of like the Avatar side somehow, but more beautiful in a way that you wake up and the birds are flying, like you're walking and the bird is walking and some are passing by and you're like, okay. That is September. You get to listen to the beautiful sounds of different birds. I don't know how Ugandans do it, but I'm like, yo, how do you guys live in such a place and you're not even seeing it? September has this orange sunset, like orange, like you can take those, you know, sunset picture perfect, but then like the sun is so far at the same time, because somehow Uganda is not flat, it has like like the texture of the earth has depressions. And okay, I'm sounding like a modeler right now. Okay, let me try to explain it in no more terms. So the land is not flat. It has some up and downs. So when you look in Uganda, it's not flat. So when the sun is setting, there is this like more like a small hill. But even it being that far, you still get the orange rays. Oh, the sky is always blue, deep blue, light blue, really, really light blue, like neon blue. And then you're like, hold up, is this real? Like, is this real? So, oh yeah, also in September, you get to see the sun in the morning. You get to look at the sun with your eyes, with your own eyes. I know. And your eyes stay okay. So there's this moment in September, like after dawn. So after dawn, and then the sun is there, it's white. Okay, in my eyes it's white. I don't know what you guys will think, but it's white, and then the clouds like cover it so that you can look at it with your own eyes, because it's blazing with, you know, it being a sun. It's just there, ball telling you, look at me. Yeah, I'm majestic. But it's so beautiful. Like, you get to see it in the morning. And the clouds in the morning in September, the clouds in the morning have this goldish highlight. They're a little bit gray. The sky is like blue, like deep blue, light blue, and then there are those clouds, and the sun is not yet out. It's dawn. Like, the dawn time is like longer. It's so beautiful. I feel like if you are in Kampala, you need to experience dawn. You need to wake up and see the transition from the dark to the light. Very beautiful, because I know, like, that's the place I come from, Uganda. Very, very beautiful. I even don't know how I went to this side, but I told you I was just going to go with the flow. Like, I'm just gushing about just the sky. The sky in September is picture perfect. In fact, like, sometimes I'm like, wait, these people were dreaming of this. I am living in this. You watch the movies and they're like a world where, like, they're gigantic plants, and I'm like, yes, I come from a world where plants are gigantic. Have you walked in a banana plantation? You leave the banana plantation very confident, because they stand tall. They stand tall and they're like, look at me. You know sometimes you know what, let me first tell you this. Like, there is so much I have learned from, you know, bananas that I even didn't know. Like, I understand why Baganda, you know, like, I like the way they are. Have you tried to prepare matoke? Matoke is so delicate. Like, this food, preparing this food. You see how people, like, have these cooking shows and, you know, they're telling you, like, time is what? Da-da-da-da. You see, like, they make the whole scene intense. But matoke is so dramatic to cook. First of all, it's very delicate. Like, it's very delicate. I don't know what's up with this thing. But I think it comes from the fact that they always stand tall. Even when you're going to take matoke, you need to understand how it's made. Because yo. And I've realized matoke tastes different in September. But anyway. So matoke. Matoke, you have to use the banana. Matoke is a banana, so a type of banana. So you have to use the leaves of the plant, and then you wrap this food in those leaves. But then, like, you have to peel it. So you get the fruit. So it puts on a fruit. Okay, you know what? I feel like I'm saying it the wrong way. Let's first talk about the matoke. Matoke takes 9 months to grow. It takes 9 months, and you have to dig a hole, like a long hole. I don't want to spoil everything. I'm going to give you like a whole lesson about, you know, how it's planted. But it's a hole, then it's put there, but it's put there slanting, and somehow it becomes straight, and it produces. It's always preserving. It always has to preserve, so it produces its young ones. But the thing about matoke, it's like a human being in a way, that it has this system that its young ones are not the same, I would say, the same I think, like, time, okay, no, years, it's okay, it takes months, the same, let's use height, the same height. So you're going to find a whole family, you'll find the gigantic mother and father. Oh, by the way, yes, we don't have male matoke, female matoke, it's all together, I think. Yeah, it's all together, I think, yeah, it's, you know what? I have to cross check that. But anyway, yeah. So, So like, yeah, it stands like tall, and then you can see the children. You'll see the elder one, you'll see the next one, and then the little young one. Like, you can see it. It reminds you of family. Like, every time, you know, you look at it in its majestic family, you know, like, it's like, look at me, look at my family, like, these are my kids, like, there's this healthy one, and there's this, like, when you look at a healthy matoke, you are like, wow, I think we should just look at the matoke. And then after, like, it puts on a fruit, which is the matoke, the banana fruit, and it will hold it. It's so heavy, the banana fruit. Oh yeah, the banana fruit. I didn't know matoke is a fruit, right? I think. I don't know. I don't know that science, but you know what? Let's call it a fruit. Yeah, it is. Yeah, bananas. Oh yeah, it's a fruit. So matoke, it's a fruit, but it's not eaten raw. But it can be eaten raw, so like when it gets ripe. But you know the beauty about matoke, like, it's always harvested before it really ripens up, like really ripens up. So you, it's harvested before it becomes yellow. So before it becomes yellow, it's after, like, you can observe, like, after observation, you can know when to get it out. So you get it out, and yeah, then the whole process of cooking starts. So as I was telling you about how it's grown and how it, yeah, and it has special colors. Yeah, their colors are also beautiful. It has a, so when you want to know that the matoke is healthy, it has a matte feeling on top. So it has like this ashy thing in its leaves. And you can also see, like, it has these colors. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful plant. And imagine you're walking in that. It's in that utopia. So, yeah, I told you, I come from a very beautiful country. So, matoke. So, I come from a region called Kampala. Okay, that's not a region. A region where Baganda, there's this kingdom, Baganda people. So, the Baganda people settled in this region called Kampala. Around Kampala, you know, the different types, by the way, that's the other thing. Like, I don't know so many places, so like, let me focus on the place I know, and that is Kawempe. Yay, Kawempe, oh yeah, Kawempe, oh yeah. So yeah, so it's Kawempe. So Kawempe, when people think about Kawempe, they're like, ah, Kawempe, full of thieves, ghetto, and yeah, people are not developed. But the beauty about Kawempe, you have both worlds. You have the rural and the urban at the same time. You have a mixture of both nature and human, you know, creativity. So that's where I come from, and it's, yeah, beautiful. So all this is happening in Kawempe. So yeah, Kawempe. So I'm giving a shout out to Kawempe. So it's happening in Kawempe. So the matoke, that's what we're talking about. So the matoke needs, you know, that dedicated preparation, the temperature, and it's so beautiful. Like, the Baganda lady kind, you know, like, even got the temperature with the firewood, because when it's cooked on firewood, ah, it tastes so good. It's best eaten when it's hot. Like, from, it's a delicate fruit that after some time, when the temperature drops, yeah, it tastes different. So you have to eat it at the right temperature, and delicate. Not everyone can make it, but the Baganda have mastered the art of making the matoke. So somehow it became like a whole stereotype that they feel like any girl who is a Muganda should be able to, you know, make the matoke. But it's not like that. It's just that they mastered the art of making the matoke. And somehow people didn't understand it. Yeah, because like when you don't understand it, yeah. So people didn't understand it. So they just thought that, you know, Baganda girls are born, you know, with the art, like with the skill, like it's in their DNA, something like that. But yeah, it is, because I'm a Muganda and I know how to make the matoke. But it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of meal. I would recommend that. Like, I would recommend to eat it in the evenings, because in September, the evenings are cool. There's this chillness in the evening. So the matoke is best because it warms you up immediately. So, okay, the feeling is more like if you've taken a shot before, it burns. No, but it's not like that. It's a different kind of burning sensation, and I think you need to experience it in the chill weather, because when it's going down, it kind of warms your heart, and then you talk about, you know, lovely things and you laugh about stuff, and that's what September does to you. Even just the food you eat makes you happy because it's very bright. September reminds me of my childhood. Like, that sun reminds me of my childhood, like when I was a kid. Like, I'm like reliving my kid days, and those days were happy. Like, the only thing I was thinking about was like, yo, going to adventure, whatever I have to adventure that day, and I'm excited to walk through, you know, this huge place that has, you know, huge things. The trees are huge, everything is huge, there is green around. But, you know, I remember this thing of, you know, climbing up the trees and swinging and, you know, challenging yourself to go to the farthest branch. It reminds me of my childhood. Those were really, really happy days. So, with such memories, come on, September is just going to be so lovely, because that sun is a sun of laughter, I would say. It comes with joy. Like, it's warmness that cuddles with you. It's warm, but it's not too much. I can explain it. I think lovers can get it, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. But that perfect warmth is September. And that is the sun. Everything is shining bright. Shining bright. Yo, my country is so beautiful. Ah! Yo, the afternoon showers in September are the best. Have you tried them? Gwe. Kanyuma muluganda, because amaziga manga gego. Nga chikwata ya we chityo. Afternoon showers in September are beautiful. Are so beautiful. September, I told you, was so beautiful. It's a beautiful month. The leaves are falling. At the same time, they are putting on. Like, I'm like, yo, how is this even possible? Like, how do I experience spring and autumn at the same time on the same tree? They're like, yeah, that is Uganda. Welcome. In case you didn't know, that's what happens in September. The leaves are falling off, but there are these baby leaves that have this green that is so delicate, but at the same time, so excited to go out into the world. I would say, September is beautiful. It rains, it shines, it gets cold. You're hearing thunder somewhere from a distance. So you're not even sure if, by the way, maybe September just sounds like that. Or we say, you know, like in Uganda, most of the times when you hear thunder from across somewhere, it's like you remind someone you're standing with, like they don't know. It's like a show-off move, by the way, let me tell you. So they want to show that they know about so much about, you know, their country. So they'll tell you, it's raining somewhere. That's the sign. So it's always like a show-off sign, though. Even though you know both of you are Ugandans, you'll be having a conversation, and then you first pause and then you're like, yeah, it's raining somewhere, and then you continue, like, you acknowledge it like it's something normal, like you guys stop freaking out or stop making it a big deal, it's raining somewhere, you know, like the teenager's like, duh, and then I'm like, no, they don't know. September is just like that. It has this thunder that as a farmer, it tells you, like, it's going to rain. Are you ready? So it's like drumming for you. You're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's a beautiful sound. But because it's so beautiful and some teenage girl was like, okay, you are showing off. So she said, yeah, it's raining somewhere. But most of the times it even never rains where you are. You just hear the thunder. And then when it rains, yeah, it doesn't rain like too much. It's like, okay, I've rained. Okay. And that's it. So I would say September is a month of beauty in Uganda. It's so beautiful. And I can only imagine the guys that, you know, were experiencing this as, you know, they are going to get their independence and they are living in the month of September. It's full of hope. And in the month of September, by the way, that's when I got it, being adopted to the family of God, being adopted by the creator of all this. And he says, yeah, you get to inherit all this. So it's a very humbling month for me, because adoption made so much sense to me, and I'm very humbled. I don't know how to even say it. I don't know how to say it, but waking up every day and, you know, adding something on a masterpiece of God is the most humbling experience as an artist that I've ever been part of. It's it comes from this, like, adoration and humility that I wake up and I clear the land and I'm part of his masterpiece. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's really so beautiful. You get to see the majesty of God. You get to stand in wonder. You get to marvel about all these things. So, yeah, September is, it's a very emotional month to me, personally. I come from a country that makes you feel all that. It's a beautiful country. But, you know, before I end this, today morning I'm there, I'm tilting the soil, I'm removing things. You know, I get to this realization of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This part here is soft because, you know, the leaves were there. There's the shade of the tree. And like the whole thing that we studied in science is making so much sense. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm living that. I know it's not exciting for everyone, but to me, it's exciting. I get to live things that I studied. Yeah. So, pretty exciting. So as I'm on my things, I take a rest and I give you that pause of like, yeah, I'm tired as a farmer and I'm looking pretty cool. Okay, so as a farmer, I'm looking up, so I'm taking the break and I look up and guess what? Oh my god, the Ugandan crested crane. Not one, six of them. They are flying with all this majesty, like they're like in slow motion, but they're not in slow motion. They are so majestic. Oh my god, I don't know how to even explain it. Oh my god, and then I'm like, is this for real? And then I stand at attention. I'm like, oh my god, like. I'm like, it's like going to Christian Queen, like, no wonder, like, give it respect. And then I'm like standing at the attention, I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And then I'm like, oh my god, the wonder will make you stand at attention. That's how majestic they are. Oh my god, have you looked at a Ugandan crested queen? Yo, nah, this is not exaggerating. Like, for real. They are so majestic. You know, I'm short-sighted. I don't have my specs on. And these birds look like they are close to me, but they are not close to me. And they are moving in this synchronized movement. And it's like they slow down a little bit. I don't know, maybe the animator in me can see that movement. So only animators are going to get this. But it's like it's playing frame by frame and then it speeds up. I'm like, damn, this is beautiful. What? I'm like, Yo, who came up with the Ugandan crested crane to represent us? This bird is majestic. You see the red underneath its wings. Mama nyabo. Yo. Nah, like everyone needs to go and see the Ugandan crested crane. Everyone, because I think creatives in my country will wake up, because I come from a land so beautiful, rich of color, that we will be painting our streets with so much. But why is it that creatives have gotten so quiet? Come on. Why do you feel like it's small to be a musician? Do you know what the world is missing out? Why do you think it's being small to want to be a musician? Why do you think when you stand there and you're like, yeah, I love painting, it's something that is so bad? No. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. I come from a land so beautiful that Kanonaka is an independent series. Let me tell you about the land I come from. It's exotic, making me an exotic person. But then I don't just come from anywhere. I come from a land where the crested crane lives. Damn. I'm not going to give you spoilers, because you need to go and see this bird. Because if you see it, maybe you will remember who you are. Maybe you will remember where you come from. I can't believe I come from such a beautiful place. I'm so humbled. I'm really so humbled. The crested crane. Yo. That bird. May it remind you. May it remind you. The land you come from. And maybe you will stop and appreciate that you come from a very beautiful land. In fact, its red is not bright red like in our flag. So I think the artist there, anyway, I think it's okay. You know what? Where am I even arguing because of the artist and something, something? You know what? Yes, you see the red in the our Ugandan flag? Yeah, that red is not the same as the crane, the red it has. It has this deep velvet. Velvet. What does even velvet... You know, when you talk about velvet, what comes to mind? Majesty. I know. And it has the goldish, it's golden yellow. It's not even yellow, it's golden yellow. Beautiful. So beautiful. It makes you stand still and you just observe it. What happened to just live in wonder of the world? What happened to us? What happened to us? Why are we only just looking at the bad side? Why are we only just focused on the bad side? Come on. This is beautiful. Let's take a time and enjoy it. Let's take a time and we be thankful. You were created and God was like, yeah, me. You deserve to be a Ugandan because, like, in Kutere, Deyo. In fact, like, today looking at the Ugandan crested crane, I say to myself and I'm like, Mukama ngonja gade in Kawempe. Yo, I saw the Ugandan crested crane in Kawempe. I told you the month of September was beautiful. So, I don't know what happened that time when Uganda was, you know, getting independence, but as a dreamer, yeah, as a dreamer, this is a month to remind you of who you are. This is a month where you have to green light your potential. Come on. You come from a land where crested cranes live. Do you know that, what that means? What it means? Do you know what that means? What do you know what that means? See, I'm even stammering because I'm so excited. But anyways, wake up. You come from a beautiful country. Enjoy it. You come from a beautiful country. May it inspire you. You come from a very beautiful country. May it produce adoration in your heart. So that when you go to God, the hymn that says, oh God, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, I see the stars, the universe, all that your hand has made. And then you were able to sing, oh, how great you are. How great you are. Come on. May your heart sing praises for God because you come from a very, very beautiful country. So I don't know, but it's a month before we get independence, so I don't want to go historical. But I think if we're to give a flashback, this is what they were experiencing. This is what they were experiencing just a few days in. Uganda is going to get its independence. Hey, Uganda, ya baba ino mutima. Hey, come on. Not everyone can make it here, but at the same time, anyone can make it here. It's beautiful. So beautiful. So, it has been over 50 years that Uganda got its independence. Why is it that its people don't feel independent? Why is it that its people can't see this? Why is it that they can't see that they come from the land where a crested crane rests? Like, God gives you a cheat code. And it's like, come on. It's a beautiful place. It's really a beautiful place. I hope you get out and enjoy how beautiful the Pearl of Africa is. Nanti akagambo independent, kategeza nti osobola chikola. Osobola chekolera. So maybe tukajeo muruzungu, tukaze muruganda. So osobolo kucheko lero, osobolo kuyimuka. Nge na notu nulako wabwe, luka yala. Ushitegera, eh? Nodi yako kuchikomando, baku Rolexi. Eza wili ya mawe kawempe. And just enjoy. Happy Independence Day.